William Mole was named president of Entergy Wholesale Commodities in February. He's been with Entergy since 2002, most recently as CEO of Entergy Louisiana. Entergy Wholesale Commodities includes all of Entergy's non-utility assets, and as part of his role, Mole leads the license renewal effort for Indian Point, the nuclear power plant in Buchanan in Westchester County. While the position is not new, a certain focus is. More of a discussion with the public about the continued operation of Indian Point.
So I was hoping you could maybe point out or dispel what you think is the greatest myth you've been hearing regarding Indian Point.
Well, you know, I said this to someone recently, is that if you think about the objectives of the state and having reliable energy supply and having reasonably cost power and having, you know, strong economic development, retaining jobs in the region, helping to meet some of the environmental objectives, no matter if it's water, no matter if it's land, no matter if it's air. I sincerely believe we are aligned on all those. I think the biggest issue that we face is that people believe that the facility operates unsafely. And I can tell you that that is our first and biggest priority, is the safe operation of that facility. And we believe we are members of this community. We have employees in the communities. We're a business that operates in New York. We are committed to operating that facility safely and reliably. And, you know, I think that becomes the biggest conversation point as it relates to this facility and the relicensing process and the ability to run that facility moving forward.
The license for Indian Point 3 is due in 2015, for Indian Point 2 in September this year, though the plant will continue to operate until the Nuclear Regulatory Commission renders a decision, given there are more hearings to be held, likely appeals, and so on. Indian Point opponents, among them environmental and citizens groups along with various elected officials, have said the length of the license renewal process and the hearings signify they have the NRC's ear. Entergy wants to ensure it has the public's.
I think we need to go out and do a better job of trying to explain to people, why we think this facility operates in a safe and reliable manner, why it's so critical to the reliability of the New York electric grid, why it makes more economic sense than alternatives, and why it is so important from an environmental perspective in that it's a zero emissions resource.
The NRC recently issued a green rating for safety performance for both of Indian Point's reactors, meaning that inspection findings carried low safety significance. Opponents then issued their own rating, giving failing grades to both the NRC and Indian Point. Entergy's Mole says Indian Point does meet requirements specified by the NRC, and it's his job to both ensure that this compliance continues and that the public knows it. Opponents have voiced concerns over a number of issues, including earthquake risk and the current evacuation plans and planning zones. Much of the oversight on many of these issues resides with the NRC, as Mole explains.
Well, I think similar to, you know, any plant that we operate, we are committed to meeting NRC requirements. And so we are, you know, have met all the requirements as it relates to the EPZ and the evacuation plans, and go through extensive training and practices of that evacuation. I realize there are some concerns. There is an avenue for those concerns, but the arbiter of that decision is the NRC.
Another concern has been leakage from spent fuel pools into the ground and Hudson River. Entergy officials say there is currently no indication of leakage from spent fuel pools on site, that any issues from years ago have been remedied, and there are groundwater monitoring wells around the site. The license renewals for Indian Point 2 and 3 would allow the plants to operate another 20 years each. William Mole is president of Entergy Wholesale Commodities, which includes all of Entergy's non-utility assets. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.